stories that are big coming out of Washington as President Obama gets ready to talk to the folks on Wall Street. There was lots of talking going on in a march on D.C. over the weekend, not favorable toward the president or the administration's current policies, a lot of them surrounding money issues. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Hope you had a fabulous weekend and you're ready to take on the week, because here we are already deep into September. I know that it seems as though I say this at least a couple times a week, but I really cannot believe that we're talking about September 14th. Now, it being September 14th, if we roll back the calendar a couple of days and heading into the weekend, a lot of people were thinking about and remembering the lives that were lost as a result of those horrible terrorist attacks on 9/11. As an American, be honest, do you feel safer? Do you feel like all that's possibly being done to thwart terrorism is happening in your government? Of course, you're not privy to what's happening in the halls of the CIA, unless they expose the pictures. The CIA or the FBI or the agencies, Homeland Security, folks that are supposedly working together. But do you get that feeling that we're safer? When you fly, do you feel okay about it, or are you a nervous flyer? Do you feel just a tad stressed out still 8 years later? My big thing, I believe, is that I don't think we've done enough at the airports, but what we would need to do could be relatively painless, but it would cost a lot of money, and I still question the people who are screening folks ultimately at the checkpoints. Because I've got lots of stories I can tell you about that I cannot believe the people that are stopped, and then I cannot believe the people who ultimately go through. Part of that, of course, has to do with the idea that you absolutely cannot profile, and if you do, you know, that's it. You get the axe, and that's not tolerated in this country. When you talk to people from Israel, they laugh hysterically at that, and that's exactly what they do. The airlines there in El Al, they wouldn't think of not profiling people. I've talked about this before, having flown outside of the country and being pulled aside because I was an American and asked a lot of questions. Why are you here? How long are you staying? If you're a journalist, what are you doing here? What are you reporting on? You know, peppering me with questions as I expected I would be, and searched maybe a little bit extra. We don't do that unless for some reason something goes through that catches somebody's eye. And a lot of times it has to do with nothing other than an extra camera in a case. Better screening equipment would solve that, but as I mentioned, it would cost big, big bucks and budgets that aren't there to be had. And the same thing with the people who are doing the screening. That's the other part, I think, of the problem. So if you ask me about the airports, I say no, not really. You may catch somebody in the big net, but I wouldn't be 100% sure of that. In fact, I'd say you have a 50% chance. That's how secure I feel about the screening process at the airports, whether it's Philadelphia, Dallas, Chicago, Los Angeles. I was just in Los Angeles a couple of months ago, and I thought it was very, very lax, as a matter of fact. Not at LAX, but I was at two different airports, and I thought the smaller airport, it was a little bit different in Burbank than it was in LAX. Coming up on this show, we have sports shorts. We're going to tell you about what happened at the U.S. Open. Craziness. Also, did anybody nail the score? Now, in our last hour, somebody did call and asked if they nailed the score, so the surprise might be over. If not, I'll let you know if somebody actually did that. If you don't know what I'm talking about, we take a break from the politics and the lifestyle and the water cooler buzz and all that that entails on Thursday. And in our, help me here, Matt, is it our third hour? It's our third hour.
It is the third hour.
In our third hour, thank you, get the clarification, lest we be wrong. In the third hour on Thursday, which is technically Friday morning for everybody, we do this thing called Nail the Score. You are so welcome to participate in this. If you listen to us through the internet, you listen to us through radio, that's fine. The idea is what happens. I'll pick a game of the week. We give our guesses. You get a chance to give your guess. You don't have to know anything about football. You just pick a team. Chicago and the Packers, who's going to win? What do you think the final score is going to be? And I really hope someone nails the score, because if they do, if you do, you win a prize pack that includes a cell phone and movie tickets and also gift certificates to lots of really good restaurants. So you'd be set up for a while. You'd be able to go catch a flick, go grab some grub, go call somebody, and it's all on us. It's all on ATN. So I think that's pretty exciting, and I'm really have my fingers crossed, because we have a bunch of weeks left. This was just week one in the NFL. We'll see if anyone did it, but we have all this time left on the clock for somebody to nail the score. So how about that? That's coming up at the end of this hour. We'll talk a little sports, tell you what happened in the NFL and what happened on the tennis courts and some other things, too, as we move along. Big story over the weekend, though, as I mentioned, the March on Washington is interesting. The numbers were a little bit jiggy because initially reported, oh, 1.5 million people are demonstrating. But it's not so much about the numbers, because it was a lot of people. There were a lot of demonstrators that were there at the U.S. Capitol. If it was 70,000 or 75,000 or whatever it was a heck of a lot of people if you saw any of those photographs or any of the video. So ultimately, in summing it up, what did the administration think of the march that led to the Capitol stretch for blocks on the final day of what they called the Tea Party Express, for one, which was the cross-country bus tour that started in August? So there were different groups that all decided to descend for the health care reform, higher taxes, all that kind of stuff, government out of control, spending, all decided to descend on D.C. at the same time. Here's what David Axelrod had to say, White House spokesperson.
Well, first of all, Bob, I don't think it's indicative of the nation's mood. In fact, I don't believe that some of the angriest, most strident voices we saw during the summer were representative of the thousands of town hall meetings that went on around the country that came off peacefully, that were constructive, people voicing their points of view. But this is, you know, one of the great things about our country is people can express themselves, even if they're not representative of the majority. Your own poll, which was taken after the president's speech, suggests that they don't represent a mainstream view of this health care plan. And so, I don't think we ought to be distracted by that. My message to them is they're wrong. The president made it very, very clear that he wants to build on the system that we have. He wants to fix what's wrong with it so insurance company bureaucrats can't rule arbitrarily over the lives of their customers in ways that are very significant, so that people don't go broke because of out-of-pocket costs from the insurance companies. And we want to make sure that people who can't afford health care today because they don't get it from their employer can get health care and at a price they can afford. Right now they have to pay three times as much as anyone else. So that's what this is about. We ought to focus on what it's about and not on the on distortions of it.
All right, so you hear what David Axelrod had to say. Do you agree or do you disagree? I'll tell you more about the people that showed up, some of the things that they said that's coming up around the bend. Plus, the swine flu. Where are we on the vaccinations? That's all next on America Tonight.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Let that tune play for a few minutes for you. Play that funky music, White Boy. It was a big 70s tune, wasn't it? I'm trying to remember. 70s or early 80s. If you know, correct me. I want to say late 70s, right? I'm thinking late 70s, the whole disco thing. And it's amazing. That's a tune that you still hear when you flip around or if you go to a ball game. All right, enough of that. Katie D hanging here with you across the nation. America Tonight, the name of the show. You can flip me an email day or night, americatonight.net. I was talking about the Tea Party movement gaining a lot of momentum this year. There were a lot of parties across the country this summer protesting the Democrats' stimulus plan, bailing out the banks, taxing out of their minds, etc., and government spending. Focusing, of course, now on health care, that big issue is what drew so many people from a couple of different specific groups across the country to D.C. for a huge march on the Capitol. And bravo for those people that went out there because they stood by their convictions. And you did hear Axelrod, the one thing he said that I agree with is there was all this name-calling about the people who went to the town halls. But really, there were some great town hall meetings. You had Democrats, Republicans, independents, people who were never even political and never voted that came out. That's the concern, though, that people had. Where's it coming from? What's going to happen? All these questions, and frankly, so many of them that never were addressed, including last week in the president's speech, I thought the same thing. And coming away from that, there were a lot of things that were not very clear. Stu is listening to us in Kentucky. Do we have some applause from our studio audience? We thought he was MIA. Stu, how you doing, buddy?
Oh, I'm all right. I appreciate you, Kate.
Are you okay?
Okay. Let me tell you, I've had a bad summer. My wife, I had a baby girl Tuesday, August 25th.
Woo-hoo.
And she was born, and she had pulmonary hypertension where she was 38 weeks, but her lungs were like 2 weeks behind. So they had to send her to UK Children's Hospital. When she come home last Thursday, she's fine.
And good. What's her name?
Sandra Riley Lynn, but we're going to call her Riley.
I like Riley.
And 7 pounds, 8 ounces, 20 inches long, a full head of dark brown hair. Just
good.
Beautiful, beautiful to me. But so I've been up there with that for 2 weeks, and, what a draining 2 weeks that is, too, when you're up there at the hospital and, you know, they intubated her with the ventilator and all that. She's home. She's doing great. She's got a good set of lungs now because she woke me up yesterday morning at 3 o'clock. My wife said, Laura said, do you want to go get her a bottle? I said, no, you can't. I'll put a patchy in her mouth. But anyways, this whole healthcare thing, it is so, his 48-minute speech, he could have done it in 24 minutes. He answered really no questions. And I don't care what he says. It was in the bill that passed Congress that illegal immigrants would be able to obtain healthcare.
I agree. Yeah.
It was in the first 1,018 pages of bill that was passed.
Yeah.
So, I mean, truly he told a lie or a white lie or a fib, whatever you want to call it up there. And it's aggravating when you sit there and you listen to him and he really don't answer nothing. He still bounces around. He says that, you know, the right is giving things it's not true. But, you know, I look at it this way. I'm grateful I've got insurance. And I'm very fortunate for that reason. I explained to you about my $46,000 bill in May. Insurance paid all but $168. My daughter was sent to UK on August the 25th, was released on the 10th. From the 25th to the 10th, because I was curious, they told me the bill will be anywhere from $11,000 to $14,000 a day.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, thank God I have it. But
right.
Either way it goes, when you look at the single-payer system, which Obama said he wanted, then he don't want, then he wants, then he don't want, that Kennedy wanted, if he didn't want it, he did want it. If my child was, I would not want my child being born in Great Britain, or Canada for that matter, and I'm not down in the Canadians or the British, but here, my insurance covered it. There was no questions about what we're going to put, what we're going to do with her, what we're not. And I don't want the government making decisions what they're going to do with my child and what they won't pay for with my child so the hospitals wouldn't cover things. And he can say what he wants, but as a former employer, which I had, you know, employees for years, when you look at that, and if I see I could save money by paying higher tax or carry insurance on my employees, well, the bottom line is what counts. And if I can save money by paying that extra 8% versus having to pay for their insurance or help pay for their insurance, I'm going to go for the extra 8%, which is going to put my employees in the government, and it would have put my employees in the government program.
Mm-hmm.
So when you have that option, and I was totally for it when McCain was in. So state lines. Let's let all the insurance companies make a difference. You heard Obama say in Alabama, 90% of people are under one insurance umbrella. So why not just open up the state line? Why put the federal government down there to try to help? Why not just open up state lines and let more insurance companies try to bid for that? That would make it a more marketable, much more marketable than just putting in the federal government saying, well, you can take this plan. I mean, as I said before, they couldn't take care of Medicare. They can't take care of Social Security. And they can stand up there and say that they're not broke and all this. It's not true. And when you look at a Congressional Budget Office, you see what's going on. And that's nonpartisan. And that's a Democrat that's head of the CBO. And it's
a
liberal Democrat that's head of the CBO. And he's saying it's going to break us. You know what I mean? I mean, you understand.
And that's what I think, and exactly, that's what you and I have talked about all along, Stu. I mean, if it was great, if you could say, you know, it's like that whole thing. If you're gonna give more to more people, you have to expect that there just aren't any free lunches. There's not a card that you can just hand to everybody and assume, oh, you're gonna keep the same doctor, we're gonna have incredible health care. No, you're gonna have waits. You're not gonna be able to get in to see doctors. Doctors are gonna be disgruntled. We've talked to them on the air, and they're gonna bail on their careers if they can, because they're gonna be overwhelmed with the amount of patients. There's not enough family doctors as it is. And it's just the facts. The facts are, you can't go down that road. We can't pay for it.
Well, and that's exactly it. And they said 5%. You know, that is so ludicrous. That is so ludicrous.
It is. We're brutal. We're like jumping over. So excited. We're jumping over each other. You finish your story. Go ahead.
I had a lady at a ball game tell me Thursday night. This is what she told me. She said, this is her whole explanation for it. She said, I have a daughter who's 20 years old who has a 2-year-old child. She cannot afford the medical insurance for her and her child. It'll be too expensive. This is my thought. And this was my opinion, which my opinions aren't always most popular, but, you know, hey, look, I have no reason to hide my opinions. My opinion to her was, and my opinion to anybody else is, and it still stands, is if you're not financially responsible to have your own insurance, that's fine. Because I went a long time without insurance, paid doctor's cash, did, you know what I'm saying, had the whole deal done.
Right.
I used to have a dentist I'd go to, and I'd say, Todd, you know, I'll pay you cash. Will you charge me cash price? That's one thing. But when you sit there and you tell me that you're having children or your child's having children and they don't have insurance and Medicaid should pick up for them, I don't buy that. Because you know what? You need to have insurance, and if you're going to have children, bring children to the world, you have to be responsible enough to take care of your children and set an example.
I absolutely agree. Stu, congratulations on the birth of your daughter. We're glad she's okay. Go Riley. Awesome. I love it. Thank you. Coming up next, a new Bin Laden tape calls Obama powerless. That's coming up around the bend, plus the swine flu on ATN.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you and will save you right around 50% over we're smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting eCigarettesNational.com. That's the letter E, CigarettesNational.com. eCigarettesNational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
When it comes to emergency preparedness, you know it's the responsible thing to do for you and your family. You also know that preparedness, though a necessity, can cost hundreds, even thousands of dollars. Unfortunately, in these tough economic times, most cannot get ready for emergency situations. For many, preparedness has been placed on the back burner. This year has been tough for everyone, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't have any less of a chance in a crisis. That's why Ready Reserve is offering wholesale pricing to the public. When you're ready, give us a call, and we'll work with your budget and family size to help you grow your preparedness needs. The worst thing you can do is nothing. Ready Reserve Foods is here to help you make that first affordable step. Call Ready Reserve now and ask for a free catalog. Call 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Ready Reserve Foods. 1-800-453-2202. Making preparedness simple since 1972.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQUAAqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
The swine, the flu. Remember all the scare deal 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks? This is probably 3 weeks ago. 50% of us were going to get the swine flu, and 90,000 of us or more were going to die from swine flu. Sadly, a student at Cornell University did die over the weekend, actually Friday, and 20-year-old, and that's, I mean, just awful, obviously. He was a guy who was a bright guy with a bright future, apparently, according to professors and people who knew him. He had some kind of a medical condition. The parents didn't want to release what the medical condition was, but it aided in what happened to him. He was in the hospital for 9 days, and then they lost him. So it's never good, obviously, if somebody contracts this and then they die from it. But all the giant headlines and the pandemic number six and all that stuff has now died down to, oh, yeah, influenza. Lots of people die from the flu. It's not great to have another strain of the flu out there, but this strain of the flu probably claims less than some of the others, is what we've heard from doctors. So now it's so bizarre. It's like it's 1 second, it's be vigilant about this, and people are worried. They're keeping kids home from school. Remember when there was those outbreaks in Texas and in New York? And then just weeks later, a month later, it's a whole different story. So Kathleen Sebelius, who is in charge of health things in this country, you know, Health and Human Services Director, I was going to say czar sarcastically, but she's not a czar, so anyway, she had this to say about when the doses would be available and what the scoop is on that. And, you know, there was a question as to where they were going to be stored in these warehouses, but apparently there's distribution centers that are set up around the country, and a lot of the states are ready to roll with us. Here's what she said on one of the Sunday Swirl shows.
Well, not government warehouses. What we're talking about is the vaccine will roll immediately to distribution sites that have been identified by Governor Pawlenty and his colleagues across the country. Every state has a plan saying these are the sites to get the vaccine as quickly as possible into people's arms. that's where the distribution will go. So the first week in October, we expect some of the vaccine to begin to roll, and by mid-October to have the kind of supplies we were talking about, but we may have some available earlier, and we will get it out to states as fast as it comes off.
So the first Americans will actually be vaccinated in the first week of October.
That's what our hope is, yes.
All right, so first week of October for the vaccinations. Wonder how many of you will try to get one of those vaccinations. They're saying pregnant women, children, a certain group of people would go first when it comes to doling out or dishing out, however you want to say it, the H1N1 vaccines. I don't know. Would you, Matt, get one of those? I mean, let's say there's a distribution center. It's no big deal. It's down the street from where you are at the plush studios of GCN, and they're offering them up free to people or whatever. Would you go and get one?
I don't know. I mean, I get a regular flu shot, so I don't know if I could double up on it. You know what I mean?
Double up. Yeah.
I think the normal flu shot I get is fine for me. I haven't really been distraught over the H1N1 flu like other people have been going crazy over.
Yeah, and you know, it's like I said, it's obviously very sad, especially that this young man died, and we've had other stories like that. It's never good, of course, in anyone, for any family or any situation like that. But the bottom line is the scary headlines that we kept reading about are very much exaggerated because you have to compare the numbers as to what they truly are compared to other strains, as has been explained to me many times, of flus, you know. So maybe what's circulating of the viruses, a lot of them are the new strain, but what's happening is about 4% of hospital outpatient visits are from people with what they call flu-like symptoms. That's, you know, and it's happened a little bit earlier than normal for flu season, but that's okay because people, I think, are so panicked, too, that they think they have swine flu when they don't.
Well, don't you think it's just the people who are suffering from swine flu and that end up dying from it, it's the ones that don't get checked out, right?
Yes, yeah. So, I think that you ignore it. That's what right. I think happens, yeah.
So just go to the hospital, go to your doctor and get checked out, and then
right.
you're fine. You know, if it's a regular flu, and suck it up for a couple of days and you'll be fine, and if it's the H1N1, they'll get treated for it.
Right, and that's what doctors say. I mean, what was it that that we heard just a week ago? The thing that you want to do is, and they were joking about it, saying, you stay home, stay home, stay home, and eat chicken soup. So it is, if it's unchecked, when people ignore things, which is probably a lot of times adults, if you know how it is. I mean, I'm sure I've done it. Yeah. I'm sure some of you have done it.
A lot of adult men, too.
Right, and that's it. I guarantee it. Oh, that's nothing. It's like this happened when I was in college. I remember a ton of people started to get strep. But these guys I knew, and I'm sure it was girls too, but they would ignore the symptoms. They could barely talk. They could barely breathe. They were sick beyond all get out, but they wanted nothing to do with going to the university clinic. They just didn't want to do it. Well, I'll be fine. I'll weather it. I'll just go to the kegger down the street.
That's because guys like to fix things on their own, and I can attest to that because I currently have a pinky finger that doesn't quite bend the right way because
ooh.
I dislocated it and tried to kind of do it myself. And now I don't have full range of motion on it, but, you know, lesson learned.
Right, and all you had to do was go to the doctor. They put a little thing on it, and boom.
Oh, yeah. But I tried to, I don't know, put it back into place, and it kept on not working. And then it healed all funny, so it doesn't look quite right, but whatever. I fight through the pain.
Right, and that's what it is. That's what it is for most people. So the lesson learned, as Matt said, is if you are feeling these symptoms, for goodness sake, it's not a big deal to go to a care center, to go to your doctor, whatever, to make a phone call, or to stay home for a few days. And then that way you're getting the rest you need, whatever, and that's what you do. That you take care of yourself. You take care of yourself. You know, caller to the show, it's Mark in New York, calls in, and he's, when he argues passionately about the whole health care reform thing, he says an interesting thing that I agree with. And even Stu said it there when he talked about well, if you don't have the insurance, don't have the babies, then you got to get yourself in a position where you get yourself insurance because you know this is going to be something you have to deal with. Now, I'm sure there's people that have things that befall them, like they can't help a job loss or something. But let's just say if you do the responsible thing in the beginning and you're continuing down that path and you have the health insurance, then you have the health insurance. And it's the same thing that Mark says. He dumped some weight, got in shape, started to eat better because he was doing a preventative thing. And he's saying, why should I pay for people who are wildly obese, who aren't taking care of their health, who aren't doing anything to help themselves? Why should I, as a taxpayer, have to pay for that when I'm killing myself in a gym or eating, who knows, carrots I would rather not eat. I'd rather eat a bag of Doritos or whatever. He makes it a good point. I mean, we all have personal responsibility, and sure, we can all blow personal responsibility from time to time or be lax in something, but you know there are things that you know to be true, and there are things that you know that are better for you and ways to take care of yourself better. So it's the same thing with the swine flu. Monitor yourself. If you're sick, you're sick. Period. Period. All right, here's a follow-up on America Tonight that we talked about, and I think a lot of guys in the audience were pretty horrified about this, but here's what the end result is. A Wisconsin judge, if we missed this last week, because this was sort of heading into the weekend, a Wisconsin judge ruled that there's enough evidence for four women to stand trial for their roles in a staged motel, tryst is the best word to say it, that ended up sadly for some poor man being tied to a bed and his penis being super glued to his stomach. The judge said that, you know, for 90 minutes, the victim was on the witness stand describing what happened to him. He's a 37-year-old guy. And, you know, what's interesting is he's in custody on some unrelated case. So he was there in an orange jailhouse jumpsuit. But, you know, he said that he fought back and he was saying, you can't do this, leave me alone, all this other stuff. So the man's wife and two of his girlfriends came up with the plot to lure him to this motel and confront him when they found out that he was fooling around with all of them. I mean, on the surface, it's like, oh, man, that's funny, dude. But what idiots, because, of course they're going to find enough. They've got the evidence right there. So now I'm wondering if there's any kids involved, how many kids with these women. In fact, the guy, the wife, has three kids. They have three kids together, so there you go. Three kids with what? The father's in jail for something. She's going to be in jail possibly for something. Just craziness. You know, it's like that, what do they say? Revenge is a dish best served cold. It seems so good at the time, but then when you see what happens and you see with these women, what could happen to them. I mean, this man had a criminal record, you know, that goes back 10 years plus. So he's in custody on child abuse, theft, and harassment charges. So he couldn't have been the greatest of men to begin with. But what were they thinking when they did that? And end up doing some time. Hang with us. Coming up next, sports shorts. Did anyone nail the score? We'll tell you next.
If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, RMApply.com has a message that is vitally important for you and your family. Did you know that you may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM benefits? Visit RMApply.com and apply for free to see how much you are entitled to. Right now, people just like you are taking advantage of their benefits and using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, and support this show's sponsors. You may be entitled to hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's your money, and you're entitled to it. Apply for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com.
Or call them today for a free, no-obligation evaluation to see how much you qualify for. Call 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155 today.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
Second and 10, and Romo throws deep down the middle. Williams at the 45, splits him, and going to the 30, to the 15. Roy Williams' first touchdown of the year. 66 yards to the house.
DeLone takes the snap. He's back. He hits. The football comes loose. The Eagles are after it. They pick it up. They dive. They've got a touchdown. Running in for the touchdown is Victor Abiyamiri. Abiyamiri picks it up in the end zone.
First and 10, handoff Adrian, and he's loose across the 50, inside the 40 to the 30, and Adrian Peterson is gone. Oh, it's a 65-yard touchdown for Adrian, his third today.
Snap on second down, four-man rush. Horton pumps once, throws, pass is going to be tipped, and caught! Stokely's got it! Here we go, 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, Kobe House! Holy cow! Brandon Stokely!
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
Oh my goodness!
Another one bites the dust. What a week. Week one in the NFL. Hey, everybody. Kate hanging with you, talking a little football, sports shorts. It's a good way to relieve that tension to watch, well, if your team won. Even if you don't have a favorite team, it's fun to sit down and watch a ball game. We talked about the start of the NFL on Thursday, but Sunday, of course, there was a full slate of action. You heard some of the highlights. Great job by Matt Johnson putting that together. I think you heard Dallas over Tampa Bay, 34-31. A very big day for Tony Romo. Of course, Tampa Bay is somebody they should have slaughtered. And, you know, they came out a little bit slow out of the gate because I watched a big chunk of that game. But ultimately, Romo had 353 passing yards. He had two really long touchdowns that made a big difference. And nobody was talking about T.O. not being there. No Terrell Owens, no conversation about that. Roy Williams was good, and they were looking to see that happen, so that was nice. And for Philadelphia, you heard also, too, Philadelphia knocks off Carolina 38-10. Merrill Reese is the play-by-play guy. I love that guy. I mean, this is a homer in me, but I grew up with him. And I think Philadelphia did what they were supposed to do against Carolina, although that could have set up to be a a much bigger game. Jake Delhomme had, what, five turnovers? McNabb had to leave early with an injury, and the first thing that I think a lot of people were thinking is, oh, Michael Vick could come in, but he can't because he's not eligible to return. He still has a couple of games before he can do that. But it was just an interesting moment because I know people were thinking that. Kevin Kolb, who was a kid that Andy Reid really liked when he was in college at Houston, is one of their backup guys. So he finished at quarterback when McNabb went out. And now officially Reid isn't ruling out McNabb for next week. What I heard on the QT from somebody inside the team is there's just no way this guy is coming back. So McNabb, numbers-wise, was like 10 of 18, 79 yards, a couple of touchdowns, left with a rib injury. Jake Delhomme pulled from the game after throwing four interceptions and losing a fumble. So very, very rough on Jake Delhomme. Also, in the mix of Matt's highlights, you also heard a kid I really like, and I'm sure he's going to say when I ask him about this that he really likes him too. Minnesota, with Brett Favre as their quarterback, beats Cleveland 34-10. But I think the real story wasn't so much Brett Favre. It's the kid that I love to watch, and I love to watch, when he was playing for Oklahoma. I can remember being at the Cotton Bowl and talking to someone about him for the Red River Shootout, and I remember us both saying, this guy's a stud. Whoever gets him, can you just imagine what he's going to be like in the NFL? So he rushed for three TDs in that Vikings win out of the gate. And, you know, for Brett Favre, what was interesting, because I saw a big tally on this, he had career touchdown pass number 464. Hey, I know you were watching that game. You had to love the Minnesota winning that first one, right?
Oh, definitely. It always puts the cherry on top of the sundae, you know. Because I get very depressed if the Vikings lose. And that last run, as we heard from Paul Allen on KFAN, it was a 65-yard run where he broke five tackles and had one of the most disgusting forearm shivers I've ever seen, where he just completely swatted a guy out from, I don't even know how he did it. It was just ridiculous.
And oh, yeah, I think Peterson's great, yeah.
He's just a beast. I always said that, you know, I was pretty young when Walter Payton was around, and he was a really great running back, and I thought him and Barry Sanders were one and two for me, and Adrian Peterson is starting to eclipse those two.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that's one of the brightest spots in that offense, no question about it. And of course there were a slew of other games that unfolded in the NFL as well. Baltimore beat Kansas City 38-24. I expected it. I think it's going to be a rough year for Kansas City. You had Miami picking up their first loss. Atlanta beat them 19-7. I would have said that as well. It was tough, though, for Miami. You had a couple of oddball scores. Well, here was, I think, a big surprise maybe to some. I would say this. You have Arizona, and think about what they did last year going to the Super Bowl. San Francisco beat them 20-16. That's certainly not the way they wanted to start off. And for all the people listening to us in St. Louis, God bless you. What a tough day. Seattle knocks off St. Louis, but they knocked them, thumped them good. 28-0, they bageled them. Now, our game of the week was Green Bay and Chicago. Here's what happened in this game.
Well, what we did is we found out who Jay Cutler could throw the ball to.
Cutler's under center. Takes the snap straight back to throw. In a tight pocket, scrambles to his right, throws it back over the middle. Now,
there we got it.
Nick Callum to the 20, 25, 30. He cuts to his left to the 35, 40, and down he goes. Forte the long set back, Cutler under center. And he takes the snap back to throw under pressure, dumps it over the middle. Intercepted by Johnny Kelly. Johnny Kelly's got it. He gets up at the 10. Forty.
6. Step backs left and right. Snap to Cutler. Blitz coming. Cutler scrambling right. Throws it back over the middle. Intercepted. Tremont Williams. 45-40. Deep to the 45-50. Cutting to his left to the 40. To the 35-30. Down the left side. To the convoy of blocking. To the 10. To the 5. To the end zone. To the pylon. He stepped out of bounds at the 3-yard line of Chicago. 64-yard interception return. Cutler intercepted for the third time in this first half.
Knox in the game, wide left. Esther wide right. Cutler has it intercepted by Al Harris. Only covering the beat, and Cutler saves the touchdown. Al Harris has just saved the game.
Boy, that was rough. Al Harris at the end, crazy. It was just a couple of minutes left on the clock. And the Bears, I think, thought they pulled it out. Aaron Rodgers with a huge game. That 50-yard toss to Greg Jennings with one and change. The come-from-behind win over huge division rivals. 21-15, the score. Green Bay beats Chicago. Now, so everybody knows, we do this thing called Nail the Score, if you just tuned in. You can do it, too. Thursday, our third hour, so it's really technically Friday morning. If you win, you win an incredible prize package. You don't have to know anything about football. You would have just had to make a guess. I would have told you the game of the week was Green Bay and Chicago. Who do you think wins? Like Ricky called us from Kentucky. He said Green Bay, 13-6. Jana called us from Iowa. She said the Packers, 23-17. Charlie called us from Kentucky. He liked the Bears, 24-20. Cliff in Missouri, who came so close before one year, said 28-21 Packers. And there were a slew of other guesses as well. Matt said Green Bay 20-16. I liked the Bears 20-17. So what an interesting game. And you just heard those lowlights for Jay Cutler. He had a career-high 4 interceptions in his Bears debut, not the way he wanted it to go. And I think he thought he was going to win it in the end. So it was like, whew, we crawled down the field, we ticked away time off the clock. And then for that big comeback for Green Bay, that was just huge. You know, the last Bears QB to throw 4 picks in a game was one Brian Greasy, who did it in 2007. So don't forget about Nail the Score. It was Vince Lombardi who said, winning isn't everything, it's the only thing.
Snap on second down, 4-man rush. Horton pumps once, throws, pass is going to be tipped, and caught! Stumpy's got it! Here we go, 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, Toby House! Holy cow! Brandon Stokely!
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
Oh my goodness!